Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
But I would like to read a verse of scripture and then just say a little word of encouragement to you right here at the end of the year. John chapter 19 and verse 30. This is the Lord. He is on the cross. His life is leaving his body. And as awful as that sounds, it's what he told them would happen. Remember that Jesus knows about the bad stuff too. And this is what he said would happen. But as he is there and he is about to finish up, he says he received the vinegar that they had given to him. He said these words, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. His life left his body, and it was just him hanging there at that point. And I want to talk to you with this thought in mind for just a few moments. The last word. The last word. Could we just pray together for a moment just to receive some encouragement, some strength from this word tonight? Lord, we love you and praise you tonight. We're so thankful that we find ourselves standing once again at the end of this year, another year about to go away, and here we are back in your house, in your presence, with you once again. Same God, same feeling, same power that we felt all year long, and here we are again. Tonight, bless our hearts, encourage us and strengthen us. Lord, prepare us for the year to come, and Lord, let us rejoice in the things you have done. We're going to praise you for all of it in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen. Clap your hands good to the Lord tonight. Give him a shout. The last word. It is finished. Now, there were a lot of people there that day that's exactly what they were saying also. It's finished. We got rid of him. He's done. No more of this fanaticism that's been going on in our land. No more of these people run around saying this is the Christ. We got rid of him. Not just is it finished, he's finished. But you can't contradict his word, because he didn't say I'm finished. He said it is finished. When he said it is finished, he was referring to the plan of God that had been set in order before the foundation of the world. When he said, "It is finished," he knew that he was talking about, "It's over, I have won. I may look like a ragged mess hanging on this cross, but I have won the victory, not just for myself and not just for those looking at me right now, but for decades and thousands of years to come, people will have the victory because what I just accomplished here on this earth." He was alive for 33 to 33 and a half years. And in that time, he walked and talked and preached and loved and gave hope, healed the sick, raised the dead, performed miracles, fed multitudes, showed love to people who didn't know love, gave hope to the hopeless. He was just God manifest in the flesh, the love of God manifest in the flesh, bringing hope to a dying world. And for 33 years, he was headed toward this point. All that he had done, all that he had endured, everything that they had said about him, mocked him, hated him, tried to kill him, wanted him dead, hunted him down, hunted his disciples down. They were always against him. The devil tempted him in the wilderness, all the things he endured. But at the very end, he said, "It is finished." Not I have failed, not it didn't go the way I planned. He said, "It is finished." He had the last word. No matter what they thought about him, no matter what they tried to do to him, no matter what they had done to him, it didn't stop the plan of God. They whipped him and beat him beyond recognition, but it didn't stop the plan of God. It was worked into the plan, because we know that the Scripture teaches us that all things work together for good to them who love God and are the called according to His purpose. And when it was all at the end, when it was down to just the final seconds, when he had one breath left, he had the last word. They were looking at him, "If you really are the Christ, then come down from that cross and save yourself and we'll believe." And the thieves, they cast the same in his teeth, and they people reviled him and mocked him and scorned him and made fun of him, did all said. There's a lot of things being said that day. But the last word was his. "It is finished." At the end of that time, at that appointed time that God had set for him, he didn't live a second longer than he was supposed to. He didn't go out a minute sooner than he should have. Right at the right moment, when there was just enough breath and just enough strength so everybody could hear it, he said, "It is finished. I know what you've thought about me, but here's what I've got to say. It is finished. I have completed the work that I was sent to do. God's plan has finished, and now it will bring forth the fruit that it's supposed to bring forth. You haven't stopped anything by nailing me to this tree, but you have only added fuel to the fire for the revival that's about to break forth on this world. Because in 3 days, this temple that you destroyed, I'm going to raise it up. But right now, you need to hear me." I'm sure as the enemies of Jesus and the enemies of his disciples stood back, nodding their head in approval at his suffering, they thought, "We have stopped. We have quenched this. There'll be no more revival, no more talk of this. It'll be over now that he's done." But Jesus cried out, "It is finished." 2024 has done its best to shut you down. 2024 has done its best to break you, keep you down. It's tried to kill, steal, and destroy your walk, your health, come on, your family, your relationships, your life, your finances, whatever. It's tried to wipe your ministry out. It's tried to stop you and kill your testimony. But I want to tell you tonight, at this point in time, at this watch night service, as 2024 is taking its last breath and slipping into the past, that you have a chance in this last hour to stand up, lift up your hands, lift up your voice, and give God all the glory. You've got a chance tonight to have the last word. You've got a chance to stand up and say, "Hey, you didn't win. You didn't beat me. I'm still here. I'm still standing. I'm still going. I'm still worshiping. I've been through some rough times. I've had some weeks where I didn't know if I'd make it. But here I am on the last service of 2024 with just minutes left in this year. And this year that's had me by the throat, it's tripped me up, it's kicked me when I was down. But I'm going to look at it and say, "I've got the last word. I've got the final say. And what I'm going to say is, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." Come on, somebody, let the praises of God always be in your mouth. You came into this year praising God, then you ought to have the final say and go out of this year praising God. Yeah. We started out in 2024 saying we're going to stand. I made this comment Sunday. I know the Lord took over and I didn't even get to preach, but I told you that if I had preached, I was going to preach. I'm still standing. Still standing, still here. Because I know that once you make a declaration like that, I'm going to stand for God. I'm going to stand for righteousness. I'm going to stand for the right thing. I'm going to do. I'm going to stand in my faith. That boy, you're just opening yourself up to the challenge. The enemy's going to say, "Well, let's see if you'll stand." Did the same thing with the Lord after he was baptized and the Spirit had descended upon him, and then he was driven into the wilderness by the Spirit, and here come the enemy. If you are the Son of God. If you are the Son of God, do this. If you are the Son of God, do this. I'm challenging you who you say you are, who you think you are. And every time he would come back, it is written. It is written. It is written. He said, you said this, but I got the final word. It is written. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It is written. Oh, you shall worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. It is written. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Listen, he had a word every time for his challenge. And I'm telling you tonight, you can have the final say. If you walked in here tonight thinking, "Whew, I don't even know how I got here. I'm just going to sit and hope something happens." Let me tell you, once you make something happen, won't you do like the Lord did when they had him just nailed to that cross, you know, humiliated. They had stripped him, make a display of him, whipped him, beat him. He's supposed to be the king of the Jews, and look at your king. That crown of thorns on his head, his body ripped to shreds. He's falling apart, and look at him. Look at him up there. Yeah, but listen to him. It doesn't matter what it looks like sometimes. Listen to what God is saying. And when God manifested in the flesh, when they were looking at him and they supposed we've won, he said, "It is finished." In other words, it ain't over until I say it's over. But when I say it's over, then it's over. And let me tell you tonight, it's time for you to stand up and make a declaration in the house of the Lord. Let me tell you, 2024, you did your best. You hit me with your best shot. But here I am tonight, still in the house of God. Here I am tonight, still with the praise on my lips. Here I am tonight. And guess what? I can still lift my hands. I can still shout. I can still dance a little bit in the house of the Lord because you didn't win. You might hit me, but you ain't beat me. Make a statement tonight to your situation. You didn't win. You didn't beat me. I'm still here. With the words of the prophet ringing in our ears tonight, we remember what he said. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Don't start throwing a party yet. But not start casting lots for my coat and for my vesture yet. Don't start rejoicing against me, enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. It don't matter where you put me, I've still got the Lord. I can be in the darkest, deepest, darkest place of depression and fear and doubt, but the Lord will be a light unto me. Because no matter where I go, there he is. He sees me in my trouble. He sees me in my situation. And in the darkest depths of despair, he is my light. You want to know why God's people are tough? Because they don't give up. You want to know why God's people don't give up? Because they know greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And so when I fall, I have a promise. I shall arise. How can you say that? How can you do, when you say I shall arise, you're acting like you know it. You got some kind of superpower or strength? No, but I've got the Holy Ghost of God living inside of me. I've got a God that's on my side that told me though a good man falls, he's not utterly cast down, for the hand of the Lord will uphold him. Let me tell you, tonight you've got a God on your side. Oh, you ought to lift your hands right now and say, I'm still here. I still got a praise. Woo! And I've got the last word. I'm not listening to you tell me I'm not going to make it, because here I am about to make it. You told me I wouldn't see 25, but I'm about to see it. You told me that it was over, but here I am. Let me tell you, the devil's a lie. Still a lie. He's the father of lies. Oh, and he's going to keep on lying, but God is true. And God said, I'm for you. And if I be for you, who can be against you? I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, but I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. So let me tell you something, saints. There ain't nothing I hate to see worse than a Holy Ghost-filled child of God surrender. When I know that you've got power inside of you, when I know that you've got a God on your side, I hate to see people throwing in the towel, turning their back and walking away. That's not who we are. We're not of those who draw back unto perdition, but we are of those who believe unto the saving of the soul. We know that we've got a Savior, and we know He's going to come through. So you hear me tonight. 11:25, fixing to be 11:25, 35 minutes left in this year, and here you are with the victory. Here you are with the victory. There's 25 minutes left in this year, and you made it. You've got the final say. You've got the final word. Oh, I'm not doubting it was hard. I'm not doubting it's been tough. I'm not doubting your tears. I'm not doubting the trials. I'm not doubting anything you went through. But I ain't doubting God either. I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to believe Him. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thanks be to God. Well, this is going on, but thanks be to God. Well, the doctor said this, but thanks be to God. I lost my job, but thanks be to God. Oh, my life's turned upside down, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I got the victory. I've 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 got the victory. It doesn't matter what else comes before that statement, but thanks be to God. Because let's just play a game. I lost my job, but thanks be to God, which gives me the victory. Victory can come even if you lose your job. Doctor said they saw a mass, but thanks be to God. Because you can have victory no matter what the doctor saw. You can have victory no matter what the word is, no matter what the letter said, no matter what the email said, no matter what the boss said, no matter what your other half said, it doesn't matter. Thanks be to God that gives us the victory. God's telling you and me, just endure hardness as a good soldier. Just hang in there. Keep going. I'm going to come through. Because with every temptation, he said, I will make a way of escape that you'll be able to bear it. God, listen, we're going to have to bear some things, but we can bear some things because God is for us. Oh, I'm thankful for him tonight. Listen, don't let 2024 have the last word. Don't let your situation have the last word. Don't go to bed in the morning, because it'll be morning time you get in bed. Don't go lay your head down for the first time in 2025 with the lies of 2024 ringing in your ears. But lay down. One man said in the psalm, he said, I lay down and sleep in peace. For the Lord watches over me and keeps me. And let me tell you, when you lay down and you start to drift off, just lay down and just keep repeating these scriptures. But thanks be to God who gives me victory. But thanks be to God who gives me victory. Just keep on, just keep on, just keep on repeating the promises of God. Just drift on off into that peaceful sleep. Don't be laying down going to sleep with 2024 going, you're still a loser in 25. You're still a punk. You ain't no good. You ain't going to make nothing. You're a failure. Get out of here. I got the last say. And I'm not taking, Paul said, I'm forgetting those things that are behind. Well, in just a few minutes, 2024 will be behind us. And I'm reaching forward. God's got blessings and promises and gifts and rewards. Woo, joy unspeakable and full of glory. He's got peace that passes understanding. And it's all before us. It's laid out before us. Tonight you get the final say. And you can clamp your jaw shut. You can just do your best impersonation of a statue. Not say nothing. And that old devil will sit right on your shoulder and say, that's good. Just be quiet. But the Bible tells me I ought to lift my voice like a trumpet. I ought to shout unto God with a voice of triumph. I ought to make some noise, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I'm not shutting my mouth. I'm not shutting my mouth. I'm going to proclaim the promises. One man said, I shall not die but live. I'm not going to die. I'm going to live. Ooh, I'm going to live. I'm going to live unto God. I'm going to live to the fullest. I'm going to live life and life more abundantly. I'm going to live. So don't let 2024 have the last word. Stand with me for just a moment tonight. We're going to get ready to take communion here in just a few moments. But before we do that, I want us to receive this word tonight. I want you to, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And then another place said, well, how will they hear without a preacher? Well, tonight I'm the preacher, and I have preached to you this word of faith. As you get ready to head into this year, we know how it is. It's a clean slate. We get our calendars out, our planners out, and we start putting down new dates, new things. This is a new year. It's new stuff. We want it to be successful. We want it to be the best. We want it to be everything we want it to be and everything that we want, that God wants it to be. We want all the things. So I want you to receive this word tonight. Whoever it was just said, well, it's probably for everybody else but not for me. I rebuke that right now. And you said, who was it? I don't know who it was, but I know it. I felt it just then. It's like somebody said, yeah, that's probably for everybody else, but it ain't for me. Quit being a sad sack. Walking around with your head down all the time, acting like you ain't no promises for you. The promises of God are all of us. And you're his child. God loves you. And this promise and this word's for you tonight. And I want you to lift your hands. We're going to pray a prayer and just receive this word tonight. And as we're praying, I want you to start telling your... I want you to give... your situation, the last word. I want you to tell it. Here's the last word. I got the victory. Here's the last word. I'm going to overcome. Here's the last word. You didn't win. Here's the last word. I'm still going to serve God. Lord, we love you and praise you tonight. And I praise you for these precious people, these saints of God in this house tonight. And Lord, I'm asking right now that the seed find good ground. Lord, that the word that has been sown in this place tonight will land in our hearts, Lord, in good, fertile soil. Lord, it's going to grow and begin to produce fruit. We're going to walk in victory. We're going to talk in victory. We're going to live in victory tonight in Jesus' name. We're going into this new year in victory in Jesus' name. We're going into this new world, God, this new year into this world, and we're going to reap a harvest for the kingdom of God. It's going to happen. Tonight, Lord, we're going to have the final word. We're going to have the last word tonight, God. We're the ones with the last word. Oh, ye karadabosandalalabosatakahaya. Oh, the devil thought he was going to take me out, but I'm still here. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm not going back to who I used to be. I'm a new creature in you. I'm going to keep going. Hallelujah. 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 I might not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I've been. Oh, I'm headed somewhere. I'm headed to a better place. I'm headed, Lord, to the promise. I'm headed into this new year. I'm going to step into this new year with the promise. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord told us that we would have to take up our cross. And I believe that he told us that so that we would have the same words that he had. So that many times in this walk with him, we would be able to look at our situations and say, it is finished. I've got a cross. So I can make a declaration. I've got a cross. So I can always be reminded of victory.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.